Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, business, financial, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight, and we've got a gentleman on. He's going to tell you about the nuts and bolts of succeeding at independent publishing, taking a story from concept to finished product, distribution, and obtaining sales. Theron Shellman from Bayshore, New York. Theron, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
So far, so good. Before we get started, we need for you to get out your information. How can people reach you?
Well, there's several ways you can reach me. You can reach me through email. That would be Theron_Shellman@yahoo.com. My name is spelled THERONE_SHELLMAN@yahoo.com. You could also hit up my MySpace. That's myspace.com/Theron Shellman. Also, my MySpace company page. That's myspace.com. Third Eye Publishing, INC. So those are the two ways you can hit me up.
Okay, great. So, Mr. Theron Shellman, why don't you tell us, pardon me, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I mean, where you're from, where you're at?
Okay, I was born in Brooklyn, but raised out in Long Island. I lived in Long Island for the majority of my life.
Okay, so you were raised in Brooklyn. What high school or grammar school did you go to?
Well, out here in Long Island, I went to school, Brentwood High School, which is two high schools in one, and that's Sunderland and Ross High School.
Okay, you have a family now, or is it just you?
No, at this point, it's just me. You know, I'm dating. I'm a bachelor, but no kids.
Okay. Now that you've shared a little bit about where you're from, why don't you tell us what is your passion? I mean, what is your main passion? What keeps you going? What drives you?
Okay. What drives me is life and life experience, learning, and obtaining knowledge, wisdom, and putting that information back out there. That is what drives me in my business life, in my personal life, and my spiritual life as well.
Now, from what I understand from talking with you previous, is that you also decided that you like to write.
Yes, I came across that in my early teens. You know, I started reading books. You know, one of the first books I read was Coretta Scott King had some books for teens. And it was dealing with, you know, our figures, you know, African-American figures from, you know, slavery, like Sojourner Truth, Nat Turner, you know, people like that. And I started reading them books, and then I got addicted. And then from there, I was just addicted to reading, whether it was magazines or newspaper, whatever. But I always had a love for black literature.
And then, I guess, after reading, how was your first story? I mean, the very first time you decided to sit down and write, was it poetry? Was it a short story? Did you just want to get some things off your chest? How did that come about?
I guess the first time I actually wrote, it wasn't a story. It was, I believe, in social studies class, because I used to always be challenging the social studies teacher. It was during the time of African-American history, and I remember him saying some things that I felt that were not the truth, but are being taught in our school systems. But because I grew up in the 5% nation, which is the offspring of the Nation of Islam, I've always studied history. And, you know, history is told by the victors. So what you learn in school about African-American history and black history is not totally the truth. It's told from Western philosophy and, you know, and what they wanted to put out there. So I got into a debate with him one day, and he said, oh, if You know, what you can do is every week come in and write an article or an essay on whatever you want to talk about. And that's how I really started writing from there. You know, I just wanted to write. And then I would write girls' love letters in school and things like that. And then I just got addicted to writing.
Now, when I think about your firm, Third Eye Publishing, why don't you kind of, you know, let us know, how did you come about that name? Was it just came to you? And what's the significance behind that?
Okay. Third Eye, if you look at, you know, my logo, you'll see the eye of Ra. Third Eye represents the mind, you know, and the mind represents man and God, because in the Bible, you know, when you think of the knower of all things is God, you know, supreme mind. God is supreme mind. He's the knower of all things. And man is small mind, you know, because man was created in God's image and likeness. So that title, or, you know, that insignia that I use, you know, to represent my company, is not just a name. It actually means something, you know. And I try to base, you know, the titles that I publish and how I live my life around them principles.
Wow, that's great how you came up with that format. And I can see that it's very deep, that you put a lot of thinking into everything that you do, hence the Third Eye Publishing and the meaning of it. Now, what was it that, you know, on your road to being published, what type of challenges did you come up with that, you know, made you decide to make it easier for other people along in this field who were also deciding that, you know, they wanted to be writers? Because I'm looking at your website, thirdeyepublishing.org, for those out there who are listening to us, and it's very well put together. It's right to the point. It's just like, you know, this is me. This is how I do it. How'd you come up with that concept, and what was it about your experience that led you to do this?
Okay, again, you know, I have to reintegrate, you know, my history, because that's all a part of it. You know, like I said, I grew up in the 5% nation, and, you know, we're about education, we're about information, we're, you know, poor righteous teachers, meaning that, you know, what we take in, you know, what we learn, we put back out there. So I felt that through my experiences, you know, coming, you know, first starting in the publishing industry and how I bumped my head, you know, going here, going there, and the things that I learned, I felt that I would just put it back out there so that other people can maybe learn from my experiences and make it a lot easier. If you look at my site, I have several resource links where people can actually go on and look up different things in the publishing industry. And I also have a booklet coming out that's called The Secrets of Self-Publishing. And within that booklet, it's going to be like a 30, 35-page booklet. But it's going to be to the point. I'm a guide, you know, the self-publisher or people that are in the small press, how to actually, you know, start a book and, you know, market it and distribute it. You know, because I've learned that, one thing I've learned is that, you know, what you put in, what you take in, you have to put back out there. You know, knowledge is not owned by any of us. You know, a lot of people think, you know, a lot of people get to a certain position, or they feel that by going to the top that they have to step on people or withhold information from people or try to keep the next person from trying to get ahead. I don't feel like that, because knowledge is for everybody. And not only that, it's up to you to do something with it. You know, you could have all the knowledge in the world, but if you're not going to utilize it, then it's no good to you. So I don't see, by me withholding anything from someone else, how it's going to better me in any way. Because at the end of the day, it's up to you to do something with it or not do something with it. And unfortunately, most people are not go-getters, you know, because we're living in a society that, you know, puts everything out there for people. So when people have to go out there and work for something and have to strive and struggle and bump their heads, they usually give up. So I just decided to make it a little easier for people by putting it out there so that they could see it, because what's lacking in the industry, especially in the black market, you know, as far as publishing is concerned, is information, because a lot of the people who have made it, unfortunately, have that mentality. Like, if you read the book, like the William Lynch letters, you know, have that mentality that they want to keep the next person from knowing what they know, which is not the right way.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You know, Theron, everything that you're saying and that you stated there is definitely what big thinking is all about, because we believe that, especially when it comes to knowledge, that it should be shared. And just how you said, if they're either going to act on it or they're not, that's up to them. And it's just so much beauty and you know, everything that you're about and how you put together this wonderful site so that people can actually learn, you know, and that site part is free, and you're helping people. Now, let's get your information out one more time. How can people reach you? Because people need to know who you are and what you're doing as an accomplished author and someone who's helping people become authors themselves.
Okay, you can hit me up on MySpace. That's myspace.com/TheronSchellman. And also on the company MySpace page, that's myspace.com/Third Eye Publishing, INC. The company website is thirdeyepublishing.org, O-R-G. And if you want to email me, you can email me at Theron_Schellman@yahoo.com.
Now, you said how the person that motivated you was actually one of your teachers. So
Actually, he motivated me, but it wasn't meant, you know, he didn't do it consciously, you know.
Right.
He did it in an arrogant way, almost like for me to put up or shut up. And I put up. And I, you know, I did my first presentation in front of the class, and people were like, wow, you know.
You know, I can understand exactly where you're coming from, because, you know, I myself grew up reading a lot. I mean, when kids in third grade were, or first grade, with C. Dick Run and Jane Hyde and all that stuff, you know, I was reading some of the hardest passages in the Bible. That's just the path that was given to me from birth. But I've also read a lot of the same books that you read. I can tell by talking to you and about that. And it's amazing, though, how, you know, whereas there are a lot of teachers who don't even realize that they're doing something that's benefiting a person. But then you've got a lot of teachers who are wise enough to see something and see a spark in someone as you and make you take that out of you. And that's another reason I believe you're able to do the things that you're doing, and that just carried on, because God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and you had never thought about, you know, writing. I mean, would you like to share some of the things that you've shared with me about, you know, your past and some of the paths that you were led on before you were enlightened? Or, you know, can we leave that up to when people contact you?
Now, we could talk about it. I have nothing to hide. You know, my life is an open book. At the age of 17, you know, I was incarcerated. I did 4.5 years. But it was before this time that I had, you know, the yearning to actually write. And then when I got incarcerated, I actually wrote my first story. But it was a lot different than where I'm at right now as far as mentally. The stories I wrote were... they were street lit, but at the same time, they were a little more, I'd say, aggressive and not as deep as where I'm at right now as a person and a thinker. So, you know, throughout the years, I developed more, you know, as a person, because writing to me is nothing but, you know, how you manifest your thoughts, you know, your reasons behind a contingent, a circumstance involving the world, you know. So whatever story you write about, it's how you feel about them conditions and circumstances.
You know, I'm glad that you did decide to share a bit of your past like that. We had a multimillionaire on the show recently, and one of the things that he said was that, you know, people who aren't afraid to share themselves and their life are the people who can really make things happen, because secretly other people wish that they can put out all of what some people consider their dirty laundry. And not only that, you know, I know that you're, you know, successful from, you know, going over your stats and seeing things that have happened, because I just don't take anything for word or face value. And I'm honored that you actually took this time to, you know, come on Think Big Radio and share your views. Now, another thing that I understand is that you even have your own blog talk radio show that you started to assist and help authors also. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. My show is called Keeping It Real. And it's Blog Talk Radio, Keeping It Real. That's key. It's KEEPINGITREAL. And I've had, you know, several authors on my show, and it gets a lot of hits because, you know, one thing, you know, it made me laugh. I have a friend in the industry, and, you know, and I was speaking about one topic, and I go into a lot of the book clubs online, and I post. And she told me, she said, you know something, Therone? And I said, I wonder if anybody was ever listening to that. She said, believe me. She said, whether they like you or not, Therone, people listen to you when you speak.
I can believe it, because you are real. That's definitely the truth here. And before we even have guests on, most of the time we check out their information, check their websites. You know, we do a lot of things before we ask, because even though we have people who are just starting, you know, we have people who are like in the middle of their careers, and then people who have actually made it, you know, and they've made their money. And you are definitely at that level where it's being made.
Yeah.
As an author, explain to people how, let's start with, when you take a story from the concept to the finished product, for our people out there who are listening in, who want to be writers and who want to get their things together, what's the easiest way you can tell them to really format their stories so that someone will take a serious look at them?
Okay. What I'm going to say is this. As a writer, people always ask me, how do you format a story? What I'm going to say is that whatever genre you're writing, whether it's fiction or nonfiction or romance, then I think the first thing to do is take yourself seriously. If you're going to take yourself seriously, take the writing seriously and actually take some courses to actually help you in that genre that you want to write in. And then you also have to read fiction books. Go study, actually study literature. Like I said, I've been reading, you know, since I was young. You know, I read, you know, there's a lot of young African-American writers who don't even know about Walter Mosley, you know, who don't know about reading, you know, there's so many authors out there that are renowned, but because of the fact that they're caught up in street lit or urban fiction, they think that this, you know, this is where it starts. This writing just started in the late 80s, you know. There's so much to literature, so it's important that you actually, you know, the same way you study one of the seven liberal arts in school, you have to do the same thing with your writing.
Wow, so that makes so much sense to actually study other authors and kind of get a feel for who you are.
Yeah, and just don't look at one, you know, format. You know, look at many different, like, my strengths, you know, is, you know, not just in writing fiction. I write political prose because of my background. So when I take a character, My writing is not just to entertain, it's to say something. And that comes from my background of growing up in the 5% nation, and it comes from my background of studying history and politics since I was a little kid. So it doesn't matter what I do, I'm always going to try to look at the big picture and try to put a different angle on that situation.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. 10 points for you saying the word big.
And it's also important to bring your own view to writing, because I think what a lot of writers do, or what some people try to do, is they see Ted McMillan wrote this type of story, then they want to write that type of story. No, be unique, you know, because so many books come out every year, but only a few stand out amongst so many others in their genre. So you want to bring yourself into your writing. Like when people know about my writing, they automatically know that I'm somebody who's socially conscious, and it's all in my writing and my stories. And so in that, I'm branding myself and setting myself apart from maybe other writers that are in my genre. You know, they might write the same type of stories, but yet I bring a different type of voice to my writing and characters.
And have you ever thought about any of your writings becoming possible plays or anything like that?
Yes, I'm actually, I went to school for screenplay writing with, you know, level one, and I'm going back. I was supposed to go back this winter, but I'm so busy. I have so many things going on with my company that I plan to go back either in the spring or summer. But, you know, first things first, I'm concentrating on my writing, building my company, helping my office out, but definitely expanding into these other forms of writing as well. Because I also do journalism. You know, I write articles. If you go to my MySpace, you'll see several articles I wrote. One article that I wrote on the pros and cons of book signings was actually chosen by MySpace last year. And they ran it for 2 weeks, and I was getting over like about 1,500 hits a day for two weeks because of it. So, and I also write for G&G Magazine, which is a new magazine that just started, and it's called Generation to Generation. It's for single parents and also families, you know, and it's dealing with, the whole magazine is about family issues, and I write articles for that magazine. It comes out bi-monthly, and that's at gng.com. That's gng.com. You could go there and you could.
That's G-N-G, like golf.
Yeah,
golf.
It's like golf, gng.com. So gng.com.
Oh, G, the letter N, G.
Yeah, G-N-G, mag, mag.com. I forgot the mag at the end.
Okay.
Mag, short for magazine.com. So that's gngmag.com. And I write for that magazine, and it's a bi-monthly magazine, and it's dealing with family issues. And actually, this next issue that's coming out, February and March, I did something on Black History, you know, Black History Month, and that's something people need to check out, because unfortunately, you know, people here in America, black and white, when they talk about Black History, they only talk about history of black people from slavery up until now. But what were we doing before then? You know, we built the pyramids, we brought education to this planet, masonry, seven liberal arts, you know, all that came from African people.
Wow, I'll be sure to order the magazine for that month and read.
Yeah, I dropped it in there, so we could just dispel all misconceptions about you know, a lot of things, especially education, you know.
Right. So let me ask you this now. So far, the interview is going great, like pretty much all of our interviews go. How can people reach you again? Because I want people to be able to visit your site, people to be able to know who Mr. Theron Shellman is.
Okay.
How can they reach you?
You can go to my MySpace. That's myspace.com/Theron Shellman.
Spell that, please.
T-H-E, RONESHELLM as in man, A-N, and also my MySpace company page, that's myspace.com, Third Eye Publishing, INC, that's Third Eye Publishing, INC. And also you can email me at Darone_Shellman@yahoo.com. I'm also the author of Love Don't Live Here, No Love Lost, and my co-author title, Love.com. You could just Google my name or go to Amazon.com, and you'll be able to look at the titles. The titles are also on the company MySpace page, my personal author MySpace page, and the company website, that's thirdeyepublishing.org.
Now, let me ask you. We already talked about taking it from, as far as an author, what they should start with, that they should believe in themselves. How did you first get out to start selling your books? I mean, tell us your story.
Okay.
Whereas, okay. Hey, I wrote my first book. I really didn't know what I was doing. Of course, your knowledge increased to who you are today. But how was it? What was your challenges?
Okay, my challenges were this. First, my first book, actually, the one that's out right now, Love Don't Live Here, it's a revised edition. The first edition actually came out in 2003. Now, I worked with a third-party company who actually helped me edit it and package it. Now, when I received the final product, it was it was trash. It was, you know, they didn't edit it properly. They didn't, you know, I didn't even like the cover. I didn't like anything, you know. And I just realized that I didn't have enough information to succeed, you know, in the self-publishing industry. So I took a hiatus. I took 18-month hiatus to study the industry. I read all the self-publishing books I could get my hands on, all the marketing and publicity books I could get my hand on, books by Dan Pointner, Marilyn and Tom Ross, John Kramer. You know, you could Google their names. And they're people that's known in the industry as far as self-publishing, marketing, et cetera. So I came back in 2005. I had my money up. I formed my company, Third Eye Publishing. I republished Love Don't Live Here as a revised edition. Now, when I came into the industry, you know, I thought to myself, here, I have a title that is socially progressive. But what I learned was that when I came into the black market, that that's not what the distributors wanted to push. It's just like in the music. The more you glorify crime and violence, you know, in the African-American market in the music, the more, you know, the industry is willing to accept you and to push your work. And it's the same thing in the book market. So with that in mind, I realized that I was going to be basically on my own as far as pushing the title. So me having a little knowledge of the law, I understood that books fall under the scope of the First Amendment, which is, you know, freedom of speech. You know, you have the right to be able to sell your books. So I started selling my books in the different boroughs of New York. And I realized at that point that, you know, I needed to expand. Because my books wasn't getting distributed in the African-American market.
What I want to just stop you for 1 second, for all of our big thinkers out there who are listening, to notice one thing that really goes on with a lot of entrepreneurs is that when you really, as Mr. Shellman has said earlier, believe in yourself when you're writing, that you're going to go to whatever lengths it take. Because I can see how, just from listening to you, all the things that you did, all of the blocks, all of the buses, all of the car rides that you took to make sure that you got your word out, which was true to how you were. And that is what big thinking is all about. Because big thinkers, you can think all day, and it doesn't mean a thing. It's when you put action behind it.
It's something that I learned, you know, growing up, again, as a 5%er. We have a thing, you know, we have three, you know, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Knowledge is a no. Wisdom is the comprehension of knowledge. Understand, you know, wisdom is the manifestation of knowledge. Understanding is the comprehension of knowledge and wisdom. So understanding is actually putting all them things to use. So it's no use of you knowing something if you're not going to apply it. You might as well give it to somebody else. Or
exactly, because then that shows that you're, you know, that you really don't have wisdom.
Yeah, exactly. So
my next step
was, once I realized, you know, and I started selling my books on my own, I knew I needed to expand, but I wasn't getting no assistance from the black distributors. And, you know, not because, you know, they just didn't like me, but because of the fact that literary fiction is a lot harder to push in the African-American market than,
right,
you know, the books in the streets, because more young people are buying them books, and they want to buy the books that are about the gangsters or whatever. They don't want to hear about two young women who become single mothers striving to raise their sons to be productive men, even though this is a reality that a large segment of the black population face. They don't want to be faced with that reality. So I decided from that point that I was going to have to go outside the African-American market. So what I did was I went and downloaded an application or agreement from Baker & Taylor, which is a wholesaler. And I realized that through them, I was going to be able to get my books in Borders, Barnes & Noble, and be able to do signings and market my book to the libraries. So from that point on, I started the next phase of, you know, my movement was not to just sell my books in the streets, but now I needed to get my books in the stores and be able to do book signings in the stores. So from that point on, I started doing my signings in Borders, Barnes & Noble, et cetera, et cetera. And then when I got to a point, probably like 10 months later, you know, I had my sales in, you know, I went ahead and I started online. I looked up distributors. If you go to my website, you'll see the top, you know, independent distributors on my website, thirdeyepublishing.org. And I went and I actually emailed the distributor named Biblio Distribution, and I submitted all my information. And they told me, yeah, you know, we'd like to take on your title. You know, what are your future plans in the publishing? And I explained everything. And they accepted my title. From there, it was put in their system. And they have a direct, you know, they have a direct connection with the chain retail stores like Borders, Barnes & Noble, Walden Books, Books A Million, et cetera, et cetera. So from there, I started a process, you know. And this industry, what people need to know is it's a knowledge-based industry, meaning that the more knowledge you have, the more likely you are to succeed. So it's about knowledge. You can know all the people, you know, you want. A lot of people want to, you know, it's good to network. But at the same time, you have to be about your business and know your business at the same time. Because in the entertainment industry, whether it's the book game, the music game, or whatever, people will rip you off. So you need to know what you need to know.
Wow. You know, Mr. Shellman, What I take is that we always talk about, which is in our Deals and Actions workshop, is plant seeds, because you just basically laid out that when you took that idea, which was that first seed, and planted it, you followed every step that you needed to follow in order to reap that harvest, which was you selling X amount of books over a year. And then you mentioned 10 months. You know, that's something else. I'm glad that you came on again. For those who are listening to thinkbigradio.com, make sure you guys visit thirdeyepublishing.org so that you will find out, for those of you who are writers and who are entertaining the idea, on exactly what to do to make things happen for you.
And also what I wanted to mention is that, you know, the way I look at it, you know, people contact me all the time and say, oh, you made it. I don't look at it like that. I look at it like this, that knowledge is infinite. You know, the more you learn, the less you know. There's still so much more I need to learn about this industry. So it doesn't matter, you know, how many titles I put out or how far I've gone. I'm still seeking more knowledge to take me further, you know. I'm still, my company is new. April 2005 is when I formed Third Eye Publishing. You know, I have three author titles. I have one author, Barbara Grosvenor. Her title released in November. But I'm still growing and I'm still learning. And I stay in the books and I stay networking. And the main thing is I stay focused on myself and what I need to do. You know, so many of, you know, I watch so many writers, even on MySpace, they're too busy trying to be cool with somebody or trying to latch on to somebody instead of learning what they need to do. Forget all them groups and all that. You need to sit down and get in them books and learn what it is that's going to make you successful, because the truth of the matter is there's not going to be too many people like me that are going to put that information out there. More people will be out to hold you back than to say, oh, take that route over here or watch that move over there, you know. So you have to watch yourself.
Wow. That is uncanny that you come on our show, and I swear I wish we had a little bit more than just the 45 minutes, because I know that you can share this type of knowledge for, you know, this is the type of knowledge that I just can't wait until your book is out, the next one that you're writing, that's really putting all of these, what some may deem as so-called secrets, out there to benefit people.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying it's well worth whatever price that you're going to list it at.
It's going to be cheap. It's only going to be a booklet. It's going to be like 30 pages, but within them 30 pages, I outline, you know, step by step what you need to do. I give you contact information, and it's an easy to understand format. You know, you could be a kid and understand step by step what you need to do. And I'm only going to sell it for $5. It's going to be on MySpace and on Amazon. I'm not going to sell it through my distributors because I don't want to have to sell it for more than $5.
That's great. You know what? It kind of reminds me of the first publication that I ever wrote was How to Start a Corporation. And, of course, I had to do a lot of filling, you know, why you should start a corporation, you know, break it down as far as you're a person, a corporation is a person, and show the different facets. And then I covered every type of corporation, how they work. But without all of that stuff, I had one page. That really was the whole book. You only needed that one page because it told you step by step, if you were serious, this is what you do if you lived in Chicago, Illinois. Step one, step two, step three, step four. Everything else, yeah, it's a good read, you know, and I kind of break things down, but none of that matters unless you can follow the steps.
Yes.
And it appears that your book, that you've broken down the steps, but then you concentrate on, okay, this is step number one, and then you broke that down. Step number two, broke that down. And I can't wait to read it myself because I'm also a short story writer myself.
Okay.
And, you know, short story, page and a half, you know, and I try to enlighten people. I've been doing it for years, but I've never really done anything with it as far as putting it together. But I'm going to study what you have. I'm also going to make sure that I keep in touch with you as I keep in touch with all of our Think Big Radio hosts, and make sure that I can put you with people who are where you are, above where you are, and below where you are, because that's what thinkbigradio.com is about. It's about assisting everyone, regardless of nationality, regardless of religion, regardless of age, sex, of course, and all the things that make a person a big thinker, because everyone's got a little bit of big thinking in them. We have 5 minutes left. Normally at this point, we ask who you would like to thank. So can we get that, you know, out of the way? And before that,
first and foremost, I got to thank the creator, you know, because Through him, all things are possible. I'm just an extension, a vehicle to show and prove that God does exist. I definitely got to thank some family members. Number one, my sister, because she's been through it with me through thick and thin, you know, when I was hustling, when I was messing up, whatever, she hold me down. But the rest of my family, I have to thank them, my brother, my aunt, definitely my friends and people who have supported me in the industry, my readers, you know, all the people that are my friends on MySpace, because I have a MySpace. My MySpace accounts are very active. If you go, you'll see that I'm always exchanging comments back and forth with people. Many of them I've met at book signings, you know, from here all the way to Georgia. So I want to thank everybody that's a part of this movement that I got going, and I'm going to just keep it going.
Wow, that's, you know what, we, like I said before, 45 minutes, sometimes it can seem like forever, whereas other times, you know, it's too short. Is there anything you'd like to share with our audience, that something that you just love that no one really knows about you?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. That, you know, most people, you know, they think that I'm very serious all the time. You know, I'm a person, I like to share laughs. And actually, that's what my new book, Love.com, is about. It's, you know, my first two books were very heavy on subject matter. This book was about a serious issue, but at the same time, it was funny and lighthearted. So I'm a person that likes to look at life from all around, not just from being serious, being a hard worker, or being a go-getter, but at the same time, I like to relax and enjoy things as well.
And comedy and smiling is a big part of being successful and staying young.
Yeah, staying young, yeah.
Everyone, you've listened to Mr. Theron Shellman from Bayshore, New York. He's just giving you the nuts and bolts of succeeding at independent publishing, taking a story from concept to finished product, distribution, and obtaining sales. If you feel that you didn't get enough of that cake that he was giving out, then you need to make sure that you visit thirdeyepublishing.org, and he will definitely be able to fill you in on whatever it was that you were missing. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We're going to close this out with something that he kind of reminded me of when we like to thank. First, of course, he thanked his creator. Then he went into his family. And then he went into his friends. So what we're going to play is the Beatles, Get By With a Little Help from My Friends. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Think Big Radio. And as of always, these interviews are downloaded, and you will be able to hear Mr. Theron again.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing.
Blog Talk Radio.